It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducco.
The online safety bill is something that we have discussed on the program before, and it is a new initiative by the federal government basically to control or try and curb at least the cyberbullying that is absolutely rampant in the world, but particularly in Australia. Mm. I mean, you don't have to go far on your own social media to see people absolutely hurling some atrocities to one another.
I can't believe people put their names to some of the things they say.
Oh my God, we've talked about it individually as well. We're not shy of it ourselves.
Yeah.
So this bill is aiming to punish people more severely for engaging in these disgusting acts. And someone who is fighting the fight locally, who has experienced some horrible cyberbullying herself, is actually a good friend of the show, Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Nuwatali Nelms, who has thrown her support behind the online safety bill. So we wanted to get her take on it, why she's supporting it, and get a glimpse into what she's experienced, sadly. Nuwatali, good morning and thanks for your time.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
But it's not the happiest of topics that we speak to you today, but can you give us why you've thrown your support behind the online safety bill? What goes on in your world that maybe people aren't privy to?
Yeah, I think it's really important, particularly now with the prevalence of social media, more so even than just 5 years ago, in terms of a genuine communication tool and a tool where people actually get their daily news. So when it becomes a tool that's either intimidating or bullying or harassing somebody, well, that's just not okay. And in my job, it's used in a very much a work-related sense. So there's that whole issue of those lines that get crossed when people are harassing or intimidating you on social media, that you're kind of in your workplace as well.
Yeah, and I think people see public figures not as humans necessarily, but just some kind of product that they can either like, dislike and share their thoughts about.
100%. It's like you get to a point where you're not a real person. So people can just treat you like you don't have family members or children or any sort of feelings, like you're a two-dimensional character that they can just unleash whatever's going on in their world onto you.
Yeah, we do get a little bit trolled in our job individually and maybe as a show, but I don't imagine it would be as bad as what you get in your tally based off the fact that, like you said, politics and people have such strong opinions. Mm. Can you give us an example of something that you've received?
I've had people either inbox me if they really don't like something with a fair bit of swearing, like an F word and a C word.
Yeah.
And sometimes the trolling is a fake profile.
Mm-hmm.
And other local politicians have had fake profiles set up for political campaigns and purposes. So some of it's very deliberate to create misinformation. I've had commentary that's sort of derogatory to my family members. The ones that irritate me more than the trolls is the actual real people that use social media to try and bully you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, if you really had this opinion, you could, you know, I'm pretty available. You could email me, contact me on all these different forums, but you just go online and it's just a version of being bullied.
100%. You know?
Mm, yeah, it is.
So when it comes to this online safety bill, it genuinely just seems to be to allow people who are doing stuff that they would get punished for in real life to be punished online. So who is against this bill and what are their arguments?
Look, it's hard to know who would be against the bill. I think that there is a balance between genuine freedom of speech, because you don't actually want to impede people's ability to have a discourse. And I genuinely think that it's okay to have different views. It's when people with opposing views denigrate into sort of nastiness. For me, as a female public figure, probably the other thing I get is just complete, you know, either overt or just genuine misogynistic undertones. And I'm not sure if Jess gets it a little bit more than maybe you, Nick and Ducco, because she's a woman on your show, but
absolutely.
I know I get it way more than male colleagues.
Jess gets it worse and more often than we do by a very good stretch.
Yeah, and you're right, Nuwatali, some of them, they don't look like fake accounts. They've got, you know, a couple hundred followers, there's pictures.
Yeah.
Often with their kids.
It's
always kids.
But you're right, you make a good point. You know, everything we say on this show, it might be opinion-based or it might be just a funny tale that we've thought to share someone didn't care for. But when you're saying something like, oh, maybe this is an idea for the community and someone disagrees with that, to turn it into a death threat or to threaten your children. I can see here there's been abduction threats on your kids. You just think, I am doing a job and it should be separate to who I am as a person. What do you think of the penalty of $111,000 fines for individuals, Nuwatali?
but that's a lot of money. that should deter people, the keyboard warriors, and make them think twice. And yes, people will make mistakes, but this bill is directly targeted at adults, and that they should have learnt the lesson, you know, growing up by now, that you can't sort of treat people differently online as you would treat them in person or face-to-face.
Is $111,000, going back to the fine itself, is that too much? Like, I'm all for this bill and people being punished, but it seems as though that amount of money is so astronomically high that it doesn't even seem like real money to anyone who's probably sitting down at a keyboard going, is this worth it? Would it be better suited to have something around the like $2,000 to $5,000 mark, which seems very impactful but still very large?
There'd have to be normally a sliding scale. And to monitor this, there's going to be a significant cost. Because can you imagine? I mean, I wouldn't even see everything that's probably said about me online. I wouldn't have enough hours in the day. Also, it's not very good for me.
No. But you make a good point. Yeah, how do you police this unless you are catching it? We're all going to have to hire interns and PAs for ourselves. Yeah. But you're right about the sliding scale. Like I told you boys about that guy who spent however long commenting on about 25 of my photos, just putting pig emojis on everything, compared to I'm going to abduct your children.
Yeah.
Surely that's not all valued at the same sort of punishment.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. That's interesting. Well, New Italian Elms, of course, Lord Mayor right here of Newey. Thanks for coming on and sharing your thoughts on the new online safety bill. We always love having you on.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.